Hi, everyone. Tony from Hack the Movies here, and today we're going to talk about how Alien 3 got fixed years later after its release. We're finally reviewing Alien 3 the right way. I feel like I did it recently, but that was just a dream. We're finally reviewing Alien 3. Now, people, real quick, before we get into this, people have been asking, why do you keep saying YouTube search Alien 3? Why do you keep saying that? I don't understand. There are people who search it constantly and still message me like a year later going, I don't know why I'm doing this. So we used to have a system. We no longer do. It was a pretty okay system, but it turns out it was more of a guideline, but we were using it as a hard rule.
Yeah.
But we would run a movie we wanted to do against another search term based off like a good episode we did. And Alien 3 did not rank. That's why in older episodes we used to say like, it doesn't rank.
Because it wasn't the assembly cut. That's
so what we did was we just kept saying YouTube search Alien 3. So it would rank so we could review it. And for a while, it didn't seem like it was working. And then I realized when I was typing it into the search thing, it was doing Alien and then cubed. But no one ever really types that. When you type that into Google, you don't actually do the cube thing.
No.
So I typed Alien Space 3. And it turns out you insane assholes were searching it a lot. So we were like, good. We can finally review Alien 3. Then we made plans to review it. It was going to be in November. And then October happened. So we postponed it. And actually, it worked out. Because this week is the 30th anniversary of Alien 3.
It all worked out.
It all worked out in the end. Now, before we go into the assembly cut, I said a lot of this in my dream to that person. But I
you were
ask
talking
you guys,
in your sleep a bit. So.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're probably going to hear me say some similar things that I did in my sleep.
You have all that drool everywhere.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that's his.
Wait.
Sorry, guys, it was more of a nightmare. I'm going to have nightmares about Prison Mike for the rest of my days. Now, Alien 3. When did you first see Alien 3 and what was your initial reaction?
I guess I saw it in the 90s at some time when it came out. Mm-hmm. Again, this was one that was on like, it was either Showtime or HBO that my old man and my mother would watch. This wasn't one that I would put on because it was kind of like, oh, it's just a bunch of bald guys running around and there's not that much alien stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this on the Aliens episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of where like Aliens was the one I'd watch all the time.
So you weren't a fan of this one?
It was fine.
Okay. And then pre-special edition, like, did you ever warm up to it or were you just kind of the whole time?
Not pre-special edition.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
When did you first see Alien 3?
Yeah, it had to be like the same time as him. I did not like it at all.
Yeah.
It's very jarring going from like the first one, then the second one, and then this one's just so like, not even like dark and like the movie's like colored darkly. Yeah. It's just dark.
It's like a mean movie.
Yeah. The entire time I'm like, oh my God, like calm the fuck down. It's like a
very mean spirited film.
Yeah.
I was kind of like you guys. I was not really into it. I was sad that a Rottweiler died because I had a Rottweiler.
I couldn't watch the scene.
I think I watched it with my Rottweiler in the room. But I was excited to see it. And I was like, oh, I thought that'd be a little different. But there was something about it that
very brutal.
There was something about it that kept me well. There were things I liked in it, even if I didn't think it was good as Aliens.
Oh yeah, there wasn't enough stuff for me to keep me entertained, I guess, as a kid.
And as the years went by, I would you catch it on TV. I'm like, oh, it's Alien 3, and I'm like, I guess I'll watch it. And I started to like it more and more and more.
I could never like just rewatch it.
Really? And I'm just like, what is it about this? There's something about this movie that keeps bringing me back. And lo and behold, the Alien Quadrilogy comes out.
Yes, Quadrilogy.
2003. And they actually released the assembly cut because famously David Fincher walked away from the movie. He's the only director who never came back for any of the behind the scenes. Right. He did not come back for this edit. I think I have it here. Let me see here. It was edited by Charles D. Lazarica. He produced the box set and he produced all the making of featurettes for it. So he actually got a cut that they submitted to the studio initially. And he based the assembly cut off of that original cut and kept it as faithful as he could.
Gotcha.
So I didn't get the Quadrilogy set. But then 2004, they started releasing them individually to coincide with Alien vs. Predator.
Yes.
There were those special, and then they put the Predator movies on special edition.
Yeah, which was funny because at the end of that comic that I gave you is an Alien vs. Predator, like, part one mini comic thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny that I don't have it here because I lent it to Jessica. But the Alien 3 special edition DVD, like, frustrates me because the alien on the cover is from Alien. And the chestburster on the back is from Alien Resurrection. It's like, wait, why? How did they... I don't understand how this happened. Where was the quality assurance with that? Anyway, so I finally watched the assembly cut in 2004, and I was like, holy shit, this is a lot different.
Yeah.
And questions that I had were suddenly answered.
Mm. Pacing's different.
The pacing is different.
The whole message of the movie is different.
There's a whole like midsection that was very, very important. Mm-hmm. That was cut out. So when did you probably saw it with the quadrilogy?
Yeah, I got the quadrilogy. Now,
did you even know it existed? I don't even remember.
No.
I was on a lot of Alien fan like sites and stuff at the time because girls didn't talk to me in 2003.
They still don't talk to them.
So I had
they talked to me and I was on those things.
Yeah. So I was on these sites and I don't remember anyone getting hyped for this. I don't ever remember anyone even mentioning this. Yeah,
I don't think I found out about this until like 5 years after it came out.
You found out from me.
So probably 5 years after
2008. Yes.
Yeah.
Because one day we binged them. I'm like, have you seen this version? You're like, no.
And yeah.
Like,
I was like, what? I was like, what is this?
You're like, where's the dog?
I feel like people just still didn't give a shit, even if there was a alternate.
Yeah, because I got Alien 3. But I like that it came out because it's like, it's given the movie now had like a second chance.
Yeah. Big time.
And David Fincher went on to do like amazing films. Mm-hmm. Not so much lately. I haven't seen anything really. After Benjamin Button, it was real hit or miss. But he made some amazing films. And I think people went back and were like, oh, well, let's watch his first film. He got a lot of shit for it. And they're like, hey, you know what? I can see like there's little things here that would show up later on in his filmography.
It's so bizarre, like, especially with the Alien films, like how much shit these people went through, especially like James Cameron and now David Fincher
got the brunt of it.
Oh, no, he got the big time. But like it was always a problem production. And you know what I mean?
Well, I mean... They started building the wooden planet sets when they gave him the movie. And they're like, oh, I guess it's not a planet anymore. We already started building it. Here's the script. Change it. And they're like, we're gonna write the script as you're doing it.
There was 45 pages when they started shooting. And they were getting faxes like every day, like and shooting the next day. It was insane.
There's behind the scenes footage of Charles S. Dutton, the guy who plays Dylan.
Yeah.
And you see, there's a video.
You son of a bitch.
No, there's a video.
Oh, wait, wrong
one. There's a video, different Dylan. Oh, I'm sure there's fan theories that they're related. There's a video of him on set being like, yeah, they think they're closing me out by Saturday. I'm going to be impressed to see how they do that. Like, even he was, like, unsure what was going on.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this special edition, which is significantly longer. And it fleshes out some of the characters a little bit more. One thing I didn't mention.
Not just random bald guys.
Yes. Yeah. One thing I didn't mention in my dream that I had, they started filming this with Jordan Cornwenth. He was the cinematographer for Blade Runner.
Okay.
And he's a great cinematographer. And then it turns out he had Parkinson's.
Oh, geez.
And a line producer on the film had a dad who died of Parkinson's like a few years prior. And he like recognized it. And he was like, this guy's got to go. Like he told him like he's not going to be able to do the shop. So holy they replaced shit, him. With Alex Thompson, who did camera work for John Borman's Excalibur, Ridley Scott's Legend, and of course, George Pan Comatose's Leviathan.
When are we doing Legend?
Legend and Leviathan.
That's another one we can do.
Yeah.
So good.
It's the best fantasy movie ever made.
It's so fucking good.
So let's start
this,
off with
this film is gorgeous.
Yes, by the way, film has always looked good.
Yeah.
Except for the Roth puppet. The film has always looked good. So now let's get into this film in a different way. Similar opening as before with the facehugger on the ship and it crashed onto the planet. It's still intentionally vague as to what happens. But luckily, Joe, you got me a comic book here. Because it's confusing, right? There's a face hugger. It shows that it's on someone's face. But then it's like Ripley is the one who got impregnated later.
Yeah.
I have all the answers here. You see what happened was.
Oh, God.
It went on Newt. Because we see it crawling on her pod. But then when they crashed, Newt drowned. So the queen alien embryo, which is black instead of pink, screwed that up.
Yeah.
It was like, oh shit, this broad's dead and I got a week to gestate. So it crawled out of her mouth. I mean, it couldn't go into Bishop.
Not quite right.
And it could not go into Hicks because a beam crushed his head. So it crawled into Ripley's mouth. So now I know how the embryo got into Ripley.
I was
going to
say, I guess this fixes that continuity error that there was just one face hugger.
No.
Embryos, right?
No. There's still only one face hugger.
Oh, okay.
And I have I have a solution. Yeah. Well, it's...
Okay. I'm pretty sure there's two.
Because there's only one egg.
Yeah, that we see.
There is an explanation for it.
Okay.
It's a little inconsistent because they filmed this opening, I think, in L.A. when they got rid of the queen facehugger idea. So that's why it looks like a regular facehugger in the beginning.
Because the queen facehugger can lay multiple.
That's the yes. So the queen facehugger can do that. And we'll get to that when we get to the queen facehugger scene.
Sorry.
In this version, Clemens by Charles Dance, who you remember from Ghostbusters 2016.
And Game of Thrones.
And Ghostbusters 2016.
Great movie.
And Last Action Hero.
And the Golden Child. And Brother Numpsy himself. He's here. He's great.
I love Charles Dance.
He's so really we get introduced great. To him earlier.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He's very quiet in this movie.
Although I asked the guy in my dream, and I'm going to ask you
Ripley,
guys.
I get it, girl.
I want to see if you agree with Prison Mike. Whenever I see Charles Dance,
Mike.
He was the guy in my dream.
Did Prison Mike have sex with Charles Dance too?
No. But I asked
him. Did you have sex with Charles Dance?
No. I wanted to
Does
ask.
Does he really have a glass eye?
I wanted to ask him, because this happens with me. Whenever I see Charles Dance as like a good guy, it doesn't really work for me.
No, he really is always a bad guy.
I'm so used to being a bad guy. So when he's a good guy, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable around you. Even though he's a good guy.
He's still kind of bad.
Yeah, but he's not bad.
Yeah.
But I like that he's earlier in the film here and he's the one who actually saves her on the beach.
Which is a great scene, man.
Yes.
That's an actual beach in Britain or the UK somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like black like that.
Yes. And they cover her in that oil and he's the one who grabs her and runs out with her. So I guess really somehow she washed out.
It's striking in all of those shots too.
Yes. Completely different than the theatrical where it's just the random guys get it with the dog and they have that awkward blue screen with the crane.
Yeah.
So yeah, here's one thing. When this was first released, they didn't have all the audio finished because they never got around to ADRing it. So when you would watch this on DVD in 2004, he comes in, he starts talking, you just hear all this steam and background noise, and they had to subtitle what he was saying.
Yeah, it's very rough on
It's
that
very,
DVD.
Very rough. But luckily in 2010, they got them back, and now on the Blu-ray, all the audio's there. They went back and they re-recorded it.
That cut on the anthology is gorgeous.
Yes.
Everything's remastered. It looks fantastic and sounds great.
Fox really took care of this. Yeah. Well, not the creative direction of the series, but they took care of the actual physical preservation of the series. So yeah, like I said, no dog. This version has oxen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a herd of oxen that are pulling in the EEV, which I think is cooler than
I think it's really neat.
Than the big crane, yeah.
Well, even just the shot in general, just showing the outside instead of just being inside that prison the whole time, whatever, it just felt like an actual planet.
Yeah, and they mentioned why they can't go outside because the weather gets really bad.
I mean, that's fine.
And
I remember being younger, like, why don't they just go outside? And it's like, oh, because it's like 50 below zero with debris flying around.
And they say that, too. They're like, it's going to be 45 below in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
like
you're not
going to
be able to survive out there.
Yeah.
Also different from this, how they find the corpses is very different. Hicks is still destroyed.
Yeah.
Dude.
You actually see his jaw like
the beam
in half.
Is in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some dude's
like, oh.
It's much more violent. They also don't cut to Newt in her pod like this.
Yeah, Newt's just literally like this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they cut
that. But like, if she drowned in her sleep.
She wouldn't be like.
Yeah. Yeah. She wouldn't be like.
Because that was the thing. They said like later on, he's like, I don't think she was alive when it happened. But then you see the thing. She's like, ah. Maybe
frozen
that's just
time?
Maybe that's how she sleep was. When I was having my nightmare, was I like this the whole time?
Maybe for a little bit of it. It's definitely more tasteful, and it's even creepier, especially with the part later with the autopsy.
But they don't cut to the picture of Hicks on the computer screen
because
they didn't want to pay him for the special edition.
That's okay.
Now, how do you feel about the characters dying right in the beginning?
Jarring.
The thing is, like, we've had how many years to kind of mellow on that and go back to this, especially with this new cut?
Yeah.
And when you look at the first three movies as a whole, because I don't look, I like Resurrection, but I don't consider it an alien movie because it's not really Ripley.
Wow.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, you're correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, this is... Well, she's a clone.
Not his Ripley.
Speaking of Alien Resurrection, my Cavity Colors shirt shipped today.
I ordered them too. I ordered them too.
Mine shipped literally today.
I didn't get an email, but I ordered them. You gotta wear a matching newborn alien shirt.
That'd be really funny.
It brings back the horror of the series, where we got this crazy action-packed thing with aliens, but this...
I really like it.
She's such a tragic character, and her whole arc, she just loses everybody as through the series as you go, you know what I mean? Mm. And then ends up making the ultimate sacrifice.
I really like it now. I was upset originally, but now I actually really, really like the change. Because it does, what better way to establish that there are like total threats? It's like, hey.
Also stakes.
Everything that you did to save these people, guess what? They're fucking dead now and you got to do it again.
Which would probably happen if something like this happened. You know what I mean? Everybody's not like, whoa, what a crash. I'm glad we're all right.
Yes. That was the, I think there were earlier drafts back when it was like the wooden planet where like they were around for a bit and this is like, it doesn't work.
Mm. Yeah.
I like it. It's very controversial and I know people want to write their fan versions and they want Neil Blomkamp to make a terrible movie. You want the Chappy guy to make an alien movie?
Yeah, I would. I am interested in it. I'd rather that than another fucking Ridley Scott movie. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I think we could all agree with that.
maybe that alien series.
Yeah. So this is the beginning of actually trying to make the prisoners characters. We actually get an extra scene of Dilling leading a prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Before Warren Andrews comes in and lets them know what's happening. Of course, plays out the same from there. The prisoners are mad that there's a woman in there.
And they're celibate.
Yes, they're celibate, including women. You didn't specify animals, and they do have ox in there, so.
One of them's fucking that ox,
I'm
maybe.
I'm just saying, I don't know if that counts.
Probably.
It reminds me of when I went to Scotland and in the...
You fucked an ox in Scotland?
No, in the...
Did an alien come out of it?
In the back.
Man, if I
know, it's better. It's better.
I'm just picturing what your fiance's face would look like if he was here and heard that you fucked an ox in Scotland. But keep going.
Anyway, and I'm going to bring this up because this is kind of embarrassing to you. So
Tony fucking ox.
Vending, yes.
Okay.
There are vending machines in the bathrooms and... One of them you could buy an inflatable sheep that you can stick your dick in.
Huh.
He told me he wanted one.
I don't remember that.
He told me he
it's
wanted one.
It's a joke.
One.
It's for a joke.
That's pretty
Johanna.
Funny.
Instead, I was nice and brought him back a towel that looks like a kilt.
Whatever happened to that towel?
I don't know. I saw it at your house like ages ago. Like,
yeah, I don't know where the fuck it is now.
Like, I'm talking within the, like, last, like, 2 years I saw it.
I would hang around my old apartment with my roommate just wearing that towel a lot of times.
That's kind of fun.
At least you got good mileage.
You're like, you're wearing a kilt. And they're like, wait a minute.
Oh, did you bring the sheep there? Don't spit on me, please. characters. The
movie
characters.
Kind of plays out pretty similar here. Ripley is concerned about the alien. Yeah. She's not... She doesn't even grieve her friends right away. She's like, I got to make sure before I start crying.
Yeah. Well, she makes sure not to make the same mistake she made in Aliens by telling everybody that there's an alien. She's like, oh, there's a
right
contagion.
Away. I mean, if I were to wake up and be like, by the way, there's an alien. Please check if there's an alien.
I understand.
There might be an alien. How did it leave an egg on the ship? I don't know. It didn't seem like there was a lot of time.
Bishop put it there. Oh, I had a whole theory.
Yeah,
here's my theory. Bishop was actually like Ash. He was like, oh, I can't let anybody be hurt or whatever. But like, he totally took that egg and put it there, man. Because he lands.
Yeah.
He could have grabbed the egg, got back on the ship. And he's like, oh, I had to circle around. And he was like, oh, this is going to look bad if I don't bring anybody back.
Oh.
Comes back, picks up the kid.
But then he hides it under the floorboard of the Sulaco.
Yeah, if she saw it, she would have freaked out.
Mm. I still think the queen popped it out and slapped it under there.
It's possible.
I think so.
Shit it out was like, fuck you, bitch.
Tony's reenactment was exactly how it happened.
Go back and watch our Aliens episode. Mm-hmm. I think I reenacted it pretty well. And I also put it on TikTok. So watch that. No finding the hurt dog scene. Dog is gone. Poor Spike is gone.
I was so sad.
They make a toy of him.
Why?
I don't know.
And he had a little boo-boo face. Cause all the
I did like that fucking rub.
The humans are just like, oh, it just shoves its thing down your throat or whatever. Yeah, the dog, it like rips the sides up. Like, the poor baby.
Yeah.
I guess it's harder to fit on because that thing is not made for a dog's face, right?
I mean, yeah, I can wrap on.
I mean, it could, but it's like, yeah. It has an elongated like snout.
It can bend.
Yeah, sure. But like I'm saying, it's holding on for dear life, trying to get its little
You're saying
slimy
it should
fingers
have went
around
to a
it.
Pug because the snout
yes,
is flat.
Exactly.
So we get to the autopsy scene.
Good lord.
I'll ask you about that in a second, but there's an added bit where Clemens, when he's talking, he's like, hey, she drowned. It's fine. He actually stops and goes,
was she your daughter?
And like Ripley has to like, because now you as like a fan who knows that once you see the extended cut, it's like, shit.
Yeah.
Now she's remembering her actual dead daughter and this surrogate daughter.
It adds this whole another emotional weight to the scene. Yeah. Like, it's already horrible that we're going to cut this little girl open. But
like, they don't tell you how much time is it between this and Aliens. I imagine it's only like a few weeks. But even the beginning of Aliens to the end of Aliens, that's probably like a few weeks because she was on that space station. So she's still not done grieving her dead daughter.
No.
And now she got a surrogate daughter to help grieve her dead daughter. And now that dead daughter is dead, too.
And then everything else that happens to her in this or whatever, like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
So that, and it's a really good moment. I wish they left it in.
Yeah.
And there's a similar nude scene that they cut out of Resurrection that kind of is the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's in the special edition of that.
Also, to your point, doesn't matter how many years. That's the last thing she remembered when she went to sleep and woke up.
Yes.
So to her, it's like fucking this whole series is like a month for this woman.
So how did you feel? So it wasn't enough that he killed him. How did you feel about them ripping up that dead girl's body and like opening up her rib cage? Was that
why was there so much blood?
Oh man, I was extra squeamish this time watching this for some reason.
Yeah.
And you hear the
It's pretty brutal. It's pretty brutal.
It is. And
like,
the whole
also,
time
if you're like doing the autopsy, like can't you like have like a little drain thing to like have the blood come out? Kind of like when you like.
Well, they are
someone,
completely understaffed and they don't have any of the right supplies.
No, they don't have any of the amenities at all.
That's the whole thing. It was like a functioning facility turned prison and then a prison facility. And then they were like, we're leaving. You guys stay here in case we got to do some shit.
Good old Wayland.
Yes. So they don't have, they have nothing.
Mm-mm.
They couldn't do something at least for like the little girls getting freaking cut open after.
I don't think they were planning on many little girls to come to their maximum security prison. Also, that's all men. I feel like that was
did they chances break her bones, by the way, to make her life flat? Because if she died and was like this, she would have been stuck like that.
Well, in this version, that's not the case. Rick and Mortis. Rick and Mortis eventually wears off.
Rick and Morty? What is it? The freaking, was it Scary Movie 3? When Brenda dies after the ring part, whatever. She looks so peaceful. She's like,
but I'm just saying, if I was on the maximum security prison and someone said, hey, what do you think we'll see first? A scary alien or a little girl? I'd be like, yeah, probably an alien. I don't know why there'd be a little girl anywhere near this planet.
A human?
Getting cut open. Good lord.
It's a really powerful scene, actually.
Fun fact, when you listen to the commentary track for this, so Lance Henriksen is only in the movie in like two scenes.
He's like a voice.
But he introduces himself in this scene to let you know that he bought the spiral staircase from the autopsy set. He's like, I really love that case. So I had him like break it down and ship it to my place.
I wonder if that's in his like pottery place where he makes his bowls.
Maybe, but apparently he really liked the spiral staircase. He's like, I really want that.
I want to get one of his bowls. He's a super nice guy. I think I said that already.
Yeah. At its scene, the two prisoners coming in with the dead ox. Babe. Poor Babe. They're bringing her in. And again, we're getting to know like how the prisoners are reacting to Ripley there. This is the first woman they've seen in forever.
You need this scene just for that alone.
Yes.
Fuck the ox. Like, this is building the characters that are surrounding Ripley and
because they also had the one earlier when Clem's like first brings her in and they're just sitting there like, what? And then he has to yell at them like, can you get the fuck up and like do something?
Yeah.
So shows it more.
Yeah. And then in this one, like they're sitting there talking like what they would do if they see her and they're, man, it's a locker room talk, I think. Locker room talk.
I'd be happy to kiss her ass. I'd be happy to kiss her anywhere she wants.
But yeah, I love the one part where they're like, hey, what's wrong with the
prisoner talk?
Sure. They're like, hey, how'd this fucking bull die? And he's like, I have no idea. Let's cut it up later. It's like, you guys don't want to maybe look into this?
Hey, Bill, what's this?
Yes, and then he pulls out the Queen facehugger, which doesn't really match the facehugger we see in the opening scene, because at that point they had changed their mind.
Yeah.
Because remember, they didn't finish filming the movie in London. They went to L.A. to finish a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the decision was already made, so you can't really add the Queen facehugger into that.
No. But it was made before that.
It was made before that, but I think just the rubber model, not that it actually moving.
Yeah.
By the time those scenes came around, the decision already went through. But the Queen facehugger, if you see a close-up shot, and a lot of times this becomes a viral image that gets shared by idiots, including one of my cousins, it's an image that you'll see someone holding it from behind the scenes, and it'll be like, this was found in the ocean recently.
It looks like a facehugger.
And people are all like, I can't believe this is real! And I had a cousin share, and I think she unfriended me when I pointed out. That was the Queen alien. We're fine now. But
good.
But it's actually really cool. So it's got webbed hands and it has the Queen crown on it. And the idea is that it can implant a drone and a Queen embryo, because the Queen embryo presumably takes longer to gestate. So it needs a drone around to like protect it.
And apparently crawls out of people and into other people if it's feels threatened.
Yes. Well, that was added here. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I guess that's how we get two embryos with just one alien.
We got the Kenner toy.
Which I had at home. I forgot to bring that. Yes.
Didn't NECA make one?
NECA made like a theoretical Queen Bambi burster.
Oh, really?
Which isn't even in the movie. Was never going to be a thing.
Okay.
Because
it was like the test footage or whatever they did. And Fincher was like, no, that's stupid.
Speaking of Bambi burster, during the funeral, we're cutting to the alien breaking out of the ox.
This scene is so great. It's the death and rebirth all in one.
I think it even works.
It's fucking great.
I think it even works in the theatrical cut with the dog.
Yeah.
But
it's a little more graphic. Like, there's a lot of
blood
on that dog.
How big the burster was that came out of that dog is like, how was that even in the dog?
Yeah.
Like, it makes a little bit more sense for the bull. When you think of the dog, it's like, That's like almost the size of the dog. That makes no fucking sense.
That's basically the size of the dog.
Now, this scene, they added CGI to it in post. Because originally it was the rod puppet and they were going to rotoscope it. By the time it got to that, they were like, we're not doing this anymore. So they never even got around to rotoscoping it.
Yeah.
So they did use CGI in 2003 to complete this little Bambi burster. And it's fine.
Looks all right.
It's not George Lucas level CGI edition. It's something that would have been in the movie. It's not like, There's not a cockroach man with fur going, in the background of it. There's not like a droids going around. Like, the ox doesn't like try to burst out of the alien first. There's no weird shit like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You got to put Jedi rocks over this scene. Yeah.
Now, the alien running away, they were going to do it practically. And I'm sure you know what it was going to be, right?
An actual dog.
Yep.
A greyhound.
A little whippet. It's called a
whippet. Was it a whippet?
Yes.
Oh.
It looks like an Italian greyhound, smaller greyhounds. And the behind the scenes of this, the footage of this, is the most adorable thing in the world.
It's so cute.
Funny.
It's so cute.
So they gave it a full head and like the dog was terrified. So they had to cut the head out so they could only film it from behind.
And it's wobbling.
It just doesn't work. And they said in the like the special features, they show the footage and it looks awful.
Oh, yeah, that's going to work.
The dailies were like you were on the floor because they were so stupid looking. I mean, once in a while you do something like that it's just so dumb. I mean, I've done it many times. I mean, you know, you try an idea and it just sucks.
But in the commentary, they're like, look, when we rehearsed it in the studio, it was fine. And then when we got to the set, it got camera shy. And also, like, so that's in, like, a slaughterhouse sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they had, like, live chickens and stuff. And, like, the chickens were freaking out the dog. So that's why it was, like, super stiff running. And they watch it. They're like, it's just too adorable. We can't do it. I like seeing the alien run away, whereas before it was just that camera zoom out.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I don't know. I think it looks good. And I just think the ox overall is just, I don't know. It's just better.
Yes. And then we get the scene where Dylan is talking to Boggs and Rains and Golic. And this is important. Like, again, like the theatrical cut just tells you Dylan's the leader, but we really need to like see it. And he's kind of like the middleman between everyone. He's trying to like lecture them and whatnot.
He's the shepherd.
Yes. And Boggs and Rains, they hate Golic.
The guy's crazy and he smells bad. I ain't going out with him anymore.
Because he smells.
And he's stupid.
And he's crazy.
And he's crazy. Excuse me.
He's stupid.
But mostly because he smells.
And we get a setup for Golic, who is very important in this version. He's a secondary antagonist in this version.
Yeah. There's a his whole arc is dropped.
It really is.
Which makes
the scenes where they linger on him in the theatrical cut like so jarring.
Yeah.
You're like, who is this?
It's Doctor Who, apparently.
Oh my God.
He went on to be a Doctor Who. Have you watched Doctor Who?
I actually started rewatching Doctor Who.
Oh, when'd you stop watching Doctor Who?
Eyebrow guy. Oh my God.
Peter Capaldi?
Thank you. Yeah.
What did I tell you?
In the middle.
He was right.
We had a whole conversation before this where I'm like, women couldn't shut up about Doctor Who until they made an old guy and then they all stopped caring.
I love Peter Capaldi though.
Then why'd you stop watching?
Because the show sucked.
No. I was telling them when they did the reveal, I was with my cousin and my friend Kate, and as soon as he came out, they both went, ah. I never heard him talk about Doctor Who again.
How do you not like Peter Capaldi though?
They just didn't want him. They wanted a young, sexy man with British voice. Were there any young, sexy men with British voices in this?
Charles Dance.
Middle-aged men with sexy voices.
You know who the studio wanted? The guy from... What was that sound? Is there an alien in the store, perhaps?
Hopefully not in the air duct right above you.
It's probably a ghost.
Hopefully not.
I hope he's hot.
The alien?
Yes.
Spoiler, it's the alien from Leprechaun 4, aka the Leprechaun.
Got that lightsaber?
Anyway, they wanted the guy who played, the insane asylum guy from Bram Stoker's Dracula. Why am I blanking on his actor name. I'm blanking on both.
Renfield?
Richard E. Grant?
No.
No, not Renfield.
Oh, who?
The head doctor? Of the asylum, yes.
Oh, Doctor I think it's, whatever?
Yes, I think that's Richard E. Grant.
Oh, okay.
They wanted him, and there's like actually test footage of him, but then they went with Charles Dance.
I don't think he's like strong enough to play that character.
He would have looked like a good guy.
Yeah, but he's also a meek little dude, you know?
Yeah.
Dance has got that perfect balance.
So you're a woman, the last time I checked. Theoretical question. You've landed on a prison, and someone goes up to you and says, hey, don't leave this room. Literally everyone outside of this room is a rapist or a Cuties fan or a murderer, and they want to murder you and do awful things. So you shouldn't leave this room. Stay here for a week. You would probably stay in that room.
So I'm Ripley in this situation, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so like I've gone through everything she's gone through, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Why the fuck would men scare me after everything else I just dealt with?
Which is why that totally makes sense why she does what she
that
does.
That is, like, it actually really is.
She was in the fucking power suit. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Boxing a fucking giant animal.
I mean, I would still be tough, but stay in my room. If someone came in my room, I'd beat him up. But, you know, just for shits and giggles.
She wanted to send a message.
You know what? A week. Yes. I'm good. I'll stay here for a week.
Even the scene when she walks in. Bald, yes. By the way, girl, get it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. She's not a weak character at all. And again, there's scenes in the previous movie where she's doing the same
but
shit.
But I do love the scene where he's like, I'm a murderer and rapist of women. And she's like, oh, I guess that I make you uncomfortable. And then she sits down. Because you're right. It's like literally by her timeline, like a week ago, she was punching a 15-foot monster in the face.
Somebody also says, how about a picture
of fucking
like, head through the wall?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
He's like, I once stabbed a lady. She's like, yeah, that's cute. They're real cool, dude. We're all really in
acid for blood.
It's like Elaine in Seinfeld when she makes fun of the two jocks. She's like, oh, we're all really impressed. And they like turn around.
Jesus Christ.
Clemens lets her know about like the history of the people becoming religious. And she's still dancing around his questions, be like, why did we rip open a 5-year-old girl? Like, what? Why did we do that?
When I have sex, we'll both just forget about it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
She's like, are you attracted to me? It's just like, I've been out here a long time.
A long time.
In the extended cut.
Dust it off, baby.
In the extended cut, it cuts to him going, so have I.
No, he's like, oh, dude, like his lip quivers and shit as he's taking a drink. He's like,
Which I like, because in the theatrical cut, he's just like, I couldn't wait for a lady to come around.
Yeah. I don't know.
And this one, he's like, I am also very horny, but I didn't want to say it first. Thank you for please saying it first.
He's also got his own problems.
Yeah.
I love how they play with in this assembly cut, like, faith.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing, people are like, oh, God's going to save us. Well, God's not here. And now here's the dragon that's coming to kill us.
Well, that's the thing. They're waiting for God to return. The apocalypse.
But there's a couple cut scenes where like Ripley's like talking to somebody about their faith. And that one dude, 52, I think his name is.
85. which I got a thing. I know me and Prison Mike and my dream talked about, but I want to get your guys' input on it.
Really focusing on that dream.
It was a very vivid dream. Hmm. Very vivid. It felt
Did you kiss
real.
At the end?
No.
Oh.
No. He looked like someone I knew, so it was weird. So yes.
Perhaps a future
dude.
Version of yourself.
You're going to be bald
and in prison.
So there's a dude cleaning a vent. This is still the same as the theatrical cut, but now there's like an error because he calls the little, by the way, that was like a little hand puppet that they had of the teenage alien.
Yeah.
First time we see an alien shedding.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love, so the theatrical cut had the cool scene where the facehugger is on the EV and the lights flickering. You don't see it right away. We lose that, but we still get this because I love the fan. It's like, what's going on out there? They're like, oh shit, that's the alien.
Acid spit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the first time an alien spit acid.
Yeah.
Because I guess when it's young, it needs to.
In that comic, his whole head burns away. He doesn't get thrown into the fan.
Okay.
Sorry.
Maybe that was in the original script.
Could it be?
Because they probably filmed this part in L.A. because he's calling the alien Spike, which is the dog that's not in this version. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Hey, Spike. I mean, you could presume that.
Maybe it was the ox. He thought the ox was in there.
Well, the ox's name was Babe.
Spike Babe.
Was there a different ox?
Could be. There was five of them.
Hey, I found the oxen. It somehow crawled into a van.
Why didn't they just plural? Bring back Jonesy?
Well, Jonesy wasn't on the Sulaco.
But, like, they could have, like, brought him back and had him in that.
Jonesy was on its own separate adventure.
Yes.
And
does he have a comic?
And its escape pod landed on the same planet as her escape pod.
Yeah.
And Ripley went, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
How are you still here? How is Jonesy, like, not in a museum being like, this is the oldest cat in history?
Yeah, the guy from Jason X is like, look, I got the cat from Alien and Jason Voorhees. I'm going to make $1 million.
Jonesy, that's not Jonesy from Alien, is it? So now this is a continuity error, which I know this version fixes Alien 3, but this breaks it, and I'm gonna burn all my copies later.
Okay, here we go.
So we get a later on, movie plays out normally. We get a setup to Golic, Boggs, and Rains off to survey the tunnel, which actually, like, is the theatrical cut. I'm like, where are they? What are they doing? And
it's
I like the idea that there are parts of this facility that have been untouched for decades, and they're like, we gotta like see what's going on in here. How big is this area? What's in this area? Like, he finds like a cigarette dispenser,
yeah,
that's probably been there for years and years and years.
He's a cigarette guy.
It adds a lot of mystery to like how big this place is,
and it also adds to the fact that, like, just the scene before too, they hate this guy.
Yes, and they have to go on a
mission.
These
other two guys,
yes,
the crosshead guy,
the one, yeah, he loves Jesus so much he put a cross on his head. I love Jesus that much.
It's okay to say shit.
It's not against God. His voice is so cool.
It's really cool.
It ain't
cool.
Against God.
Shut up.
You just sound like a cigarette smoking mom.
What am I, Patty and Selma?
Yeah.
It ain't against God.
That's what you sounded like.
Homer.
You sound like Beb Bighead.
Oh, Bighead? It's not against God.
From Rocco's Modern
Life. Yeah.
God.
Didn't they reboot that recently?
It was good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I heard the opposite.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was good.
You said the same thing about Blair Witch, and I heard the opposite.
For God's sake.
I need to...
Just because the people that
watch
it... I don't
know who to believe about these reboots.
Why don't you believe yourself and watch it yourself?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're probably going to get another Ghostbusters Afterlife out of me for that.
I don't care.
Anyway.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Yeah, they get killed normally. We cut to Bishop.
Good, though, man. So I know you talked about it in your dream already, but it's good.
Yes, we've already done the scene of like the guys trying to rape her and her getting out with Dylan's help. And at this point, she now has Bishop.
Got to re-educate the brothers.
Yes.
I got to re-educate some of the brothers.
And they're back to the Bishop animatronic.
Glad he beat the shit out of them, though.
There was meat on that pipe.
Yes, there was like a hunk of meat on that. And actually, this rape scene plays into a good scene that happens later.
Attempted.
That was cut out of the theatrical cut. But this was like actually a decent kind of setup for something that happens later.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is now, it's like heavy metal music is playing for some reason. Elliot Goldenthal just felt like doing heavy metal music for that one scene.
You think that was his choice? Because the rest of his score is really good.
Yeah, Elliot Goldenthal is like wacky. He needed to do that. It is so funny hearing all the trumpets in this. I'm like, Batman Forever is like 2 years later. And he's just like, I'm going to use more trumpets.
Whatever.
So many trumpets. Yeah, so Bishop is there, same thing, talking to her, and the effect is still amazing.
So good.
It apparently, so like the reverse shot on her, like the puppet they had sucked. So they had to do all those close-ups in LA when they actually had all their stuff and could like do it in studio and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's still to this day is like really, really good. And like, it doesn't, the lips don't have to match perfectly because of how damaged he is, but they look like they're almost in sync.
He's also a robot. You know what I mean? So it's totally fine. The methyl cellulose.
It wouldn't be the biggest Hack the Movies episode ever without you slapping a goddamn mic. And people are probably wondering, we should probably mention, people are wondering, why is Crystal not in the biggest Hack the Movies episode? Because she got stuck in Tampa. Oops, maybe she'll make an appearance. I don't know.
The methyl cellulose on his mouth, the slime.
Yeah.
When he's like, blah, 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 when he's talking, it's disgusting. And I'm
like, his eye.
Yeah, and his eyes flipping around.
So the flight recorder knew there was an alien on board and everything. Like, yeah.
Well, motion detection, and then he surmises that it's an alien.
It was with us all the way. She should be like, was there one or two? How did it get there, Bishop? Like, she should have more questions.
Just unplug me. I want to die already.
Oh, yeah. Then he's like, can you just fucking kill me? But in between this, we get an extra scene of them finding Golic, who, after witnessing two deaths covered in blood, he's like, I'm going to have soup.
Cereal. Yeah.
And then when they find him, he's like, hey, and then they capture him. Bishop dies. Rest in peace, Bishop.
I really liked Bishop.
He wanted it.
He wanted it. Did you cry when Bishop died?
No.
You didn't go outside and scream, why?
No, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, shit.
I was like, why?
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's just outside. Why? Shut the fuck up.
I love when she's like, how you doing, Bishop? And he's like, my legs hurt.
How are you feeling?
My legs hurt.
Nice haircut.
That's
I like
a joke.
It.
So, yeah. Stuff plays out usual. There's added stuff of Golic talking to Ripley. He has this whole line. He's like, in an insane world, a sane man must appear insane.
All of those little things that they add to that scene when Dance gets taken, he's
completely changed by the alien. He's infatuated with it. Yeah. It's like messed with his mind.
Well, again, we bring back in the religious concept, and it comes full circle here because he thinks this is one of the serpents that are going to like strike everybody down.
Yeah, he keeps calling it a dragon.
Yeah, weed out the sinners and the saints, if you will.
What was the Netflix show we were going to do? Midnight Mass or whatever it was?
Yes, I never got around to
watching it. That's like another thing where it's a very religious thing or whatever, and they had the thing, but they thought it was an angel. Because angels are described as terrifying and everything, so all these people are just like, oh yeah, we gotta worship this thing, when it's just like, no you don't get out of there, that's
something a non-believer would say if a scary monster came in.
No, but honestly, watch the show, it's so good.
I do like Mike Flanagan. I feel bad that I haven't watched
it. It's so good. He's doing Edgar Allan Poe next.
Oh, is he?
House of Usher.
What was that? Did you see that meme where it was like Michael Flanagan's next thing is like Skull Mansion, and like the characters were like the skull with red. It was something really stupid, and then they ended up sharing it because of how stupid it sounded.
I vaguely remember that.
So Clemens tells his backstory, how he got drunk, he gets killed. They added an extra shot of the alien's mouth opening up. That's not in the theatrical.
I think it needs that. I think it needs the vent with the blood dripping out.
Oh my God.
Yes, that is really cool.
All of those pieces that were snipped from this scene is, I think, were essential.
And there are edits in here that I do think work, like edits from the theatrical that do work for time. Like if I had to make a movie short, they did make, in the essence, when we're talking just cutting for time without completely breaking the movie, I think they made some smart edits in the theatrical cut.
Not for this scene, though.
Not for this. I guess
they had to make it for this scene because of what they cut out later. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, this should have lingered more because this was another thing that Ripley had that was like a comfort to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there it goes. Yep. Actually, one of the alien again.
One of the guys, that trust thing.
Mm-hmm. Where he, sorry.
Oh, yeah. That entire
scene. He's like,
scene.
Do you still trust me with a needle?
Yeah, because he told her what happened.
She just fucking.
And she just puts her arm out. And it's like,
shit. Who's more tragic? Ripley? Or Justine from Frankenstein, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Ripley.
I don't know. Justine is one of the most tragic characters in all of history.
Actually, yeah, because
she couldn't even rest in peace. They dug her up and chopped her head.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Justine got it from all sides.
Well, I mean, also think about like Alien Resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's not Ripley, but it's still Ripley.
It's my Ripley. Yeah.
Justine.
This is also I talked about it with Prism Mike. So how do you feel about the rod puppet? on blue screen. Man, if they had waited another year.
I think they, because they didn't use go motion. So they used the rod puppet.
They called it Mo motion.
And it was like, the other thing looked better. I think this would have looked better if it was stop motion.
Yes. And what? Yep. And another problem is they like
go motion.
The budget was so rough that they couldn't make miniature sets.
No.
They had to do it all on blue screen and rotoscope it.
Oh, I just remembered because Giger comes back to design this alien.
And they like, they only really use his Bambi Burster, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, but they kind of use his design.
They only had 60 grand to make the alien.
Oh, wow.
That was it.
The puppet or just in general?
In general. That was the budget for the alien.
You know what I found out? I never fact-checked this, but I read this fact that the little tail for the puppet aliens, they made more of those, and those are the dreadlocks for the Pred alien in Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
That's pretty interesting.
I never confirmed it, but that's something I read. I'm like, that would make sense if you had it laying around. Just make them old, make a bunch of them. Yeah.
But he said, he just went on to say, they should have put more money. Instead of giving Sigourney Weaver $5.5 million, they should have put more money into the special effects.
I mean, she could have done it. She was a producer on this. She could have twisted their arm.
Well, no, but she was also trying to work on Ridley Scott's other movie, The Duchess whatever who gives a shit that nobody remembers.
But yeah, so Dylan dies. We get the famous face-to-face scene, which is awesome.
Wasn't going to be in the movie at all.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Why would that have not have been in the movie?
You said Dylan dies.
Sorry.
I was like, wait, Clemens dies.
Yeah. What do you mean? Well, I didn't read about it. Tell me about that.
He, Fincher, like, ended up grabbing... Fox was like, no, we're not going to do it. For whatever reason.
Wait, you're confusing two scenes.
No, it's the one where she's like, where it's like right next to her face, like one of the most iconic things.
No. I know there's, it's a different scene.
It is?
It's the scene where she goes into the basement by herself. That's the one that they didn't want him to do. And she faces off against it there. This scene was always going to be in the movie.
Oh, I thought this particular thing, because they used it in all the ads and the trailers and stuff.
No, I'm pretty sure this was always going to be in it. But no, I think I heard...
I'm not making another $20 bet. That's for damn sure.
That's right. I should let everyone know. Joe lost the $20 bet from the Friday the 13th episode.
I made good on that.
No, because I know exactly what you're talking about when they said they didn't want him to film the scene. He just did it.
And he just grabbed her and shot it.
I think it's her in the basement. Okay. I think that's it. It would explain why it's so darkly lit and there's minimal stuff happening in it.
Is that like an iconic? I can't even remember that.
Yeah,
part.
I'm thinking
it's that.
This.
Yeah, like, I'm just saying
it's that.
I think you're blending two stories together. I think that was always going to be in the movie. Okay. Like that is, how can that not be?
You would think, but Stranger Things.
But no, it's a great scene. And like, what was your reaction the first time you saw that? Because I remember being like
when comes up to her,
she did.
Like, why is it? What's happening?
Basically what I am now, speechless, because it was like, what's gonna happen?
And then it just leaves.
Yeah.
And it's like, is he satisfied? Because it didn't chase Gallic after it killed the two people.
Little mouth.
Yeah, like it just gets like really close. And
then
like,
it's just like,
I changed my mind. That's
it's so good.
Also,
do I want two meals?
I mean, this is too much.
This is, by the way, this is supposed to be the protector alien. Like,
yeah.
He got real close to killing her. Mm. Also, he was noticeably absent during the rape scene. He probably should have been around for that. He probably should have been like, happening.
Well, geez, Tone, she wasn't going to die.
I guess.
Anti-rape alien. The
anti-rape alien.
He was watching from he was perched up on top. He's a sick that's what he was doing. He was up on the side.
You know what she needed? She needed Jason Voorhees to show up and save her. Like the hero Jason Voorhees from Jason Takes Manhattan. Anyway,
he's gonna stab him with some kind of I don't know what needle in the garbage dump down there.
Jesus Christ!
Then we get the awesome "It's Here" scene.
It's here. We got condom.
With Andrew just being pulled into the vent.
I love how they're trying to keep everybody calm.
Yeah.
And what's his face? Brian. The hell's his name? Brian Glover, the guy from American Wolf in London.
Yes.
He's trying to keep everyone calm and fucking Ripley kicks the door, but she's like, get a fucking alien! She's like, he's like, that's enough! And gets fucking pulled
up. Get that foolish woman back to the... That scene's awesome. And I just love Moore's.
Yeah.
Him just going...
Mop it?
Yeah. No, not the mop. But Moore's just sits there and the scene ends with him going, fuck!
Fuck!
Yeah.
No, but you're right. They're like Italian looking guy who's mopping. And
he's
they,
like looking up like, that's well, extended. That's
the, and the theatrical cut is just him mopping the light show. The special edition, it shows him being like, oh God.
Yeah, like, why are you letting him mop this? Just go.
Why are they letting him mop it alone?
He's also a prisoner. You got to remember, like, these guys are like murderers, rapers.
Yeah. So suddenly Aaron is now called 85.
They bust his balls with that.
Yes.
Pete Postlethwaite, by the way, who's just like in the background for some reason.
He's a background guy mostly.
Yep.
Anyway, the 85 thing. How do you guys feel about this running gag showing up so late into the movie?
85's going to be in charge. Jesus, give us a break.
Don't call me that.
Hilarious.
I mean,
it's definitely, this is one of the, they came up with it while they were still writing and making the movie. There's a few things in this that show up like late and you're like, I feel like this should have been established like a little further because he hasn't been really doing anything dumb. So it's a little bizarre.
But he is pretty dumb.
He gets dumber after they introduce this joke. But before that, he wasn't that. He was just a yes man.
Well, I was going to say he's a yes man, but I guess like
and
without.
And you know what? Prison Mike agreed with me and you should agree with me too.
I mean, I kind of do. Sort of.
I'll never
agree with you.
I really miss my imaginary dream friend, Prison Mike, even if he did use me as a human shield at the end of that dream that I had. They come up with a plan to use fire to smoke it out of the vents and capture it in the toxic waste storage thing because it's impossible to get out of there.
Yeah.
During the scene, she actually starts like coughing. And they add the scene where Dylan's like, are you okay? He's like, you could say it, but you don't look okay. Mm. They might have cut this out because it was a little too noticeable what was happening.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I agree. I probably would agree with cutting that, to be honest. Because you just leave it with the alien. Like, why did the alien leave her?
Yeah.
She already did a couple things with her throat. I think
back
this was
when Clemens
little...
dies, she does. She's like, oh, my throat. I got a sore throat and I'm just pissed off or whatever.
Yeah. It was a little too on the nose, this one. So, yeah, the alien kills the guy like before. Huge explosion. And then
there's a lot more explosion.
Yes, the theatrical cut, it's the explosion, then it cuts them with the sprinklers, and then it cuts to someone going, Dylan, here's another one. That makes 10, even though the guy isn't on fire. So here's what they cut out.
People dropping out of rafters.
People dropping out of rafters. Yeah. People on fire. She actually saves the two rapists.
Yeah.
And there's like that awkward moment where they look at each other and like, oh, I feel bad.
Whoops.
But they actually, the biggest change is they succeed. The alien comes down and the one rapist, I guess he's just like, you know what? I don't think I'm a very nice guy. So he's like, I'm going to make
Sad
the alien
man.
Chase me into the thing. I like that they just have it cornered.
I think it's cool.
Realistically, they had like that fire and pole. They should have just like, just ran up and started stabbing it.
Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? That wouldn't have pierced its skin.
It might have.
Nah.
They're not that fucking thick.
Oh, whatever. They're pretty thick.
I don't. Whoa.
No, not that. This one's super thin. What are you talking? This is the thinnest one.
I like how Crybaby does fucking sacrifice himself, though, and they listen to him die.
Yeah, which by the way, it great. Goes on for a while.
Yeah.
It's like,
and Ripley's just like.
And they're like,
well, we got it. Fuck.
Ripley should have been like, oh, thank God, as he's still screaming.
Oh, she wanted to smile, but Dylan was there, right? So she didn't want to piss him off.
So, yeah, then they trap it, and we get, like, the hint of the metal bucket expanding. And then here we go. This is the equivalent of, like, Newt's parents getting cut out.
Yeah.
We get the prayer said for the dead. And then Aaron and Ripley chat about the rescue team. And he lets her know, he's like, by the way, the company thinks you're a top priority. And she's like, oh,
what?
Fuck. Like she knows. She's like, God damn it. They're going to do it again.
Let's ask him if we can kill it.
Yeah. Yeah. She messages him. She's like, can we terminate Xenomorph? And they're like, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Abort denied.
Abort denied.
How do you spell Xenomorph?
And then here we go. Gallic, the character they focused on a lot. Finally gets a payoff.
That's pretty good. I like this a lot.
You know what? I'm on his side for this. He's like, can you let me go? And they're like, no. It's like, yeah, but I definitely didn't kill those guys.
But he's definitely crazy.
He's definitely crazy, but they're in fucking prison. What's the difference?
And he's had an epiphany. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I would have been like, yeah, we'll let you go. Let's knock you up with Thorazine first. You don't do anything crazy.
He should, for all intents and purposes, be sedated. Really Clemens should. Did not do his job.
Well, maybe he was sedated. Oh. And then I don't know if those guys know how to use a needle the right way. They're like, does anyone know how to use a needle? He's like, yeah, I do heroin. It's like, well, this is a little different. Did. This is a little different.
Don't put too many CCs or whatever that cocktail juice is in you.
But yeah, Golic, he gets out. He thinks the alien is speaking to him.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they leave one person guarding the door. They should all be huddled at that fucking door and never leave that door.
I kind of like this too, though, because the way he gets out of the restraints is that his buddy, he's like, I give you cigarettes all the time.
And this also gives Moores a little bit more to do early on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he becomes the only character at the end, you're like, who the fuck is that guy? It's like, he does something.
Because we get him a couple times and he it was his responsibility. So he like knocks him out or whatever. That's how he gets away. Mm. But I love how this reformed murderer.
Yeah.
Is like, I gotta see this fucking thing. So he slits this guy's throat.
Yes.
But like,
and he's apologizing.
He's like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
He's like, speaks to me. It does.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah. And he opens it up because he wants to be one with the alien. It doesn't go too well.
No.
No.
And then it runs away.
Yeah. Really.
It has a goofy runaway.
It looks really bad.
It's goofy. It's like, ah! Then they find the dead guard. And like I said, how they cut it. It's like, here's another one, but like his throat is slit. It's like, I don't remember throats getting slit during the explosion.
The fire slit his throat.
Now you would be able to like digitally add dust and smoke and to make it seem like it was part of the same scene. This is like one of the last, like the one guy who was shooting it, he said this is one of the last films he worked on that was photochemically like edited and composited.
Gotcha.
Because they went to digital afterwards and the... Look, I'm not saying a CGI alien would have looked great because we've all seen Alien Resurrection.
But the compositing could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, but it also probably would have looked a little bit better than what we got.
Also, the budget constraints and the reshoots and all that other bullshit contributed to that.
Well, that's what happens when you pick a release date and put a trailer out before the movie's even written.
Mm. And a poster and everything.
Yes, with Earth. And then you just don't deliver on it. But like I said, I talked about all of that in my dream.
We'll have to dream fast later so I can get the whole thing.
So yeah, Ripley goes to EV, same as usual, scans, finds the alien in her. Added scene, Dylan in the assembly hall. So his plan is like, let's hang out here. There's no vents. We'll be safe until the rescue team. And they're like, he's just like, we're fucked. And Moores, you know, the guy who makes it out of the movie, he lights the fire and he realizes like, oh yeah, earlier she said that they're afraid of fire. And he's the one who comes up with the idea. Let's go to the foundry.
Mm.
Yep.
It's like, wow, that character did something important. Now I'll know at the end why he's still alive. Cause they're focusing on him instead of cutting out all his scenes.
There was a big problem with this foundry, with the foundry ending, because they didn't know T2's ending yet.
Yes.
And they were like, oh, fuck, it's the same thing. I don't know if you talked about that.
I did talk about it. We can talk about it again when we get to the ending on how they ended.
I mean, I must have heard it at some point.
When I was talking in my sleep. That's probably why.
Yeah, when you were talking in your sleep,
So in the special edition, when she's talking to 85 about wanting to go see the alien, she's the one, she has an extra line where she's just fully confident. She's like, it won't kill me.
Yeah.
I have a queen.
It won't kill me. I'm carrying the new queen.
And he's like, are you sure about that? Then they go in, and like I said, I think this is the scene that Fincher filmed against the studio's wishes.
Okay.
And it's a good scene, although it's kind of odd because she's like, you've been in my life so long, I don't remember anything else. And that's a cool line for like a trailer. And it's a cool line symbolically for Sigourney Weaver because she had been doing this for well over 10 years now.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, it's like she was 30 something or 20 something. And if we accumulate all of her time with an alien into one, it's like 3 or 4 days.
But that's all she's known
for the rest of her life.
It's like a never-ending nightmare, dude.
I guess.
Yeah,
I
goes
guess.
To sleep, wakes up, alien. Alien. Goes to sleep, wakes up, alien. Alien. Yeah. Goes to sleep, wakes up, alien. Like,
which is why she wanted to die in this. She wanted to die in this. She's like, I'm not doing this again.
Meanwhile.
Just killing. Because they wrote a script. They wrote a version where she survives at the end. She's like, no, put me back in the fire. I don't want to do another one. Unless they want to make Alien versus Predator. But we got to move on. So yeah, then we get to the foundry. More or less plays the same. There's additional lines of dialogue here and there.
Yeah.
Then we get the cool, like, escape. Like, the plan to trap it. They're like, all right, look, we're dead anyway. The only thing we could do is kill this alien. So there's no evidence, so they have no reason to kill us.
Mm.
Because they're going to kill us for just even knowing that this thing exists.
Yeah. But at least we could foil their plans.
Yeah, we can foil their plans. Mm-hmm. So we could save everyone else. And there actually is an added thing when it won't kill her and she, like, asks Dylan to, like, kill her or whatever. Or no, this is before they find the dead body. Morris comes in and tells her. She's like, hey, we got to... It'll kill everyone. He's like, I don't give a fuck. So they had more tension there. And again, more scenes with Moors. But yeah, so they're like, all right, Ripley's immune, so she can help us out. We'll be the bait. We'll lure it into the thing, kill it in the...
Do you think that's why they axe that from the other, like in the theatrical cut, like that whole scene before this? Because they're like, oh, we just did that.
The capturing?
Yeah.
How they argued it, the one producer was just like, well, if you capture the alien, suddenly it's not scary anymore. But I like it because you know it's going to get out. Yeah. So it's like extra tension.
And the way that it's released, sorry, I know I'm just retreading it, but like the way it's released is pretty clever.
Because like we've had two movies now of it sneaking around in tunnels and grabbing people, and it's been doing this.
Yeah.
But this is something new. It's like, oh, now it's caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've never caught an alien before.
Never.
How is it going to get out? Like, because you know it's getting out.
Oh, big time.
But I get if they're cutting for time and they thought the movie wasn't going to do well, they got to put it in the theaters. I get them cutting it.
They thought every movie wasn't going to do well.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know if this one did well.
This one did okay.
It did all right. Okay. It made its money back for sure.
It definitely made its money
back. Sorry, I didn't mean to do
that. Enough to justify a fourth one, I guess.
And she came back. Yeah. I guess the fucking paycheck was big enough.
So again, these prisoners are just there to be cannon fodder. Mm-hmm. Yep. And that is a complaint with the film, that they're not very likable.
It's prisoners.
That's the thing. Well, I talked about that with Prison Mike. The issue with this film is, it's like, oh no, the rapist died. It's like, all right, I don't really care about these characters too much. It's like, oh no, the murderer got eaten by an alien. It's like, oh... darn. And that's a problem with Predators also. I like Predators.
Yeah.
But it's like the one guy is like, when I get to Earth, it's going to be rape o'clock. And then when he gets his spine ripped out, I'm not like, oh no. Like, it's like, that probably should have happened.
The shock of the kills in this, I think, compensates for that. Of not giving a shit about them. Like a dude in the fan, it's just like a shower of gore.
Yes.
Which is something that we really haven't seen in these movies too much. There is fucking punches through people's heads.
Yes.
And you see their brain spilling out and stuff.
Yes, and there's even more in this. There's like a scene where they find a dead guy. Yeah. The alien's taking them out one by one. Big real time. Quietly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have them like interacting and laughing and stuff before they come bait. So you have to care a little bit before they die. So the rod puppet was very limiting. And it didn't look very good. So they came up with that idea of just the POV cam.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works super effectively. Mm-hmm. I really like that.
Agreed. With
like the lens that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of imagery was used expertly in the superior film, I believe, Carnosaur 2, which actually has the same looking setting as this, the same color palette. And they do the warped POV camera. But then they use the plot of Alien.
It was the same cinematographer.
Same cinematographer. Yeah. It was actually the Blade Runner guy. He was like, I didn't get to do Alien 3.
But I was like, come here, baby. I got a job for you.
For Carnosaur 2.
You got kicked off that Alien movie. Come here.
Have you seen Carnosaur 2?
Yes, Tony.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. Sure, you know, did you know they made a clock for Carnosaur 2?
Yeah, anyway, Alien 3.
And one day I will own that clock. All right.
For now, it stays in my basement.
One of my favorite addition to this is when they like fuck up. And so the plan doesn't go quite right. It's just like, what are you doing? And Dylan's just like,
improvising.
We're fucking improvising. Good.
I feel like you kind of have to do that with this thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And then this got not appreciated previously. Zardoz pulls the piston too early. Because that prisoner is Zardoz.
Yeah.
The character Zardoz in the movie Zardoz. A lot of people think it's Sean Connery, but no, Zardoz was actually one of the people in the beginning. I guess his full name was Arthur Frayne. He pretended to be Zardoz. Did you recognize Zardoz?
No.
No. I've seen that movie like one time.
Only once?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie upwards to 30 times.
Really?
It's such a fascinating movie.
I mean, it's definitely weird.
It's you know me. I love just beautiful, spectacular failures. And I'm like, I can watch this all day
long.
It's
just one I never really popped in a lot. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, pop it in more. We'll watch it. Yeah. Then again, the same. They lure the alien out. They get it into the steam, the mold. kill the alien, it blows up. The only bit of CGI is the alien head turning and cracking. That is the only CGI in the film. Well, that's the only CGI alien in the film. There were like the particles in the air outside. A lot of that was digital, like dust that was added. But that's the only like straight up CGI shot.
You mean fully CG?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say. What were we watching earlier? Yeah,
yeah. No. Well,
all the other stuff is CG assisted.
No. There was no CG in this originally, other than this one shot. The rod pup is not CG assisted. That's rotoscoped.
Oh.
The only CG in the special edition was the Bambi Burster, but that was added in 2003, not 1992.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going by that one.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Okay. In this version, it's the second CGI. Sorry.
Thank you. Because I meant, wait a minute.
I meant initially in the film's release,
yeah.
This was the only CGI shot.
Gotcha.
Okay.
The special edition, but that's an exception.
I think it looks pretty good, actually.
It does for the short amount it's on
well,
there.
Well, yeah.
But yes, then we get the Bishop 2 showing up. They call him Michael Whalen, but he's credited as Bishop 2. The expanded universe explained who he is, but with this movie, you don't know who he is. Did that confuse you initially?
When I first saw him, I was like, wait, what the? And then yeah. I was like, oh,
and he's
okay.
So clearly a bad guy.
Yeah.
And like, I love Lance.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't like that it was like, oh, you modeled that android after yourself.
And also doesn't make sense. Like, the company wanted you to see a friendly face. It's like, she hated him.
Yeah.
Up until a half hour before she went into cryo sleep. Yeah. Like, that's not a friendly face. What the fuck? But yeah, she calls him out on this bullshit. There is an added line where he's like, we're going to take it out of you. And then the Asian doctor's like, it's real quick. A few incisions, 2 hours, you're done.
She sure is. You're
and
dead.
She's thinking about it. She's thinking about it. But she changes her mind. And she goes to sacrifice herself. Then there's a couple changes here. 85 hits him in the head. This actually justifies 85's like change, because we saw more scenes of her doubting them.
Mm.
And now that he's actually seeing a play out, whereas before it's like, oh, it's going to be fun. Like, he doesn't even really help them with the plan.
No.
But now that he's seeing it, he's like, oh, I guess she was right. I'm stupid.
The bad guys.
They like fucking murder the shit out of him.
They sure do.
Yeah.
But he cuts fucking Bishop, like his ear is hanging off. By the way, he's able to like talk. He's like, Ripley, please. No, if your ear's hanging off, you're like, ah, like you're just screaming until you go into shock.
He really wants that alien.
Yeah. But he's not a droid, and I know that because in the extended cut, he screams, I'm not a droid.
I'm not a droid.
Well, yeah, he shows
her the real blood.
Yeah, the milk is not there. Milk.
Yeah, but again, he should be saying, ah, like until he's done. Now, the shot of her falling back into the fire. By the way, the reverse shot, it's definitely a man. But she falls into the fire. And you're right. They caught on to Terminator 2. They found out about the ending of Terminator 2. And they're like, we're going to be accused.
They're like, oh, man, we can't have her do the thumbs up when she goes down.
They're like, even though we did it, we can't be accused of plagiarizing Terminator 2. That will look really bad.
Yeah.
So they're like, how do we change it? We'll have the alien come out of her. And I actually like that.
Yeah, I like this scene a lot.
People have commented, even though I like this version of the movie more, people were like, well, that's too excessive and stuff. Like, that was actually one of the changes I didn't mind.
I like that.
Yes. She's like holding
it. Yeah, because she like embraces it. Because even at the end, she's fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a definitive ending.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, and I would have preferred that stay in this version. Because even the effect in that version, like the close-up of her, there's that bad flicker composite. And they mentioned in the thing, they're like, it was so rushed toward the end, it's never going to look good.
Yeah.
It'll just never look good. And then it looks even worse in this. Like, it's like bad slow-mo of her falling.
Yeah.
It's a little rough. I didn't particularly like that. Like, I get the idea of it. Maybe if the effect wasn't so bad.
Sure.
But I kind of would have preferred if they just left the queen alien. There she is. If they left the queen alien in this. Mm. But yeah. But I think all these changes kind of worked.
It made the movie better.
I think we all agree. It kind of fixed the movie. Now, is it?
Kind of. No, it fixed
it. It fixes the movie.
I think so.
Now, is this movie a win for you? Are you going to watch this all the time like I often do?
No.
No.
I'm not going to watch it all the time. Yeah. I think I'm going to watch it again because I don't think my wife has seen the assembly cut.
That's the thing. It's been out for years now.
We just never got around to watching it.
But this is at a time. So people are always going like, release the this cut.
Yeah.
I missed the early mid-2000s where they would just release these cuts without even... They were like, oh, by the way, here's Dawn of the Dead, three different versions.
Yeah, but why not? Now it's like this big kept secret because they're what? They're trying to gauge it to make a buck off it? Is that
it's
the whole
like,
thing?
If you have the cut, just release it.
Just fucking release it.
Why not? Put it on the same disc. They used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
I get why Disney won't do it with Star Wars because they don't want to admit that they fucked up and they won't release any of that deleted stuff or behind-the-scenes stuff.
Just do it.
But yeah, it would be nice to get like more alternate cuts because we did have them. And I think people took advantage of I think it has to do with people not buying physical media as much.
Not buying physical media. I think it's a lot more accessible. So like if all of that stuff was released, somebody's going to fucking hobble together a cut of their own. And start
and by the way, as
it.
Far as I can tell, this version never streams.
That's another reason. Like, I don't. So if I see Alien 3's on, I know it's not this.
Yes, they almost never stream this one. Maybe you can get it on Amazon, but when it was on HBO recently, theatrical, Tubi recently, theatrical. And this is a this is the one where you need the extended stuff,
which is funny because isn't the special edition of Aliens the one they play all the time, not the theatrical cut?
I think the one that was on Tubi was theatrical.
Yeah,
was it really?
Yeah,
but I feel like they do play that one because it's not as big of a difference. It doesn't change the runtime too much.
No, I see what you're saying. It's like 2:45.
Yeah,
this one,
the first one is like 1 hour 50 minutes, maybe whatever. Then this one is like, oh, it's a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
Hello.
But yeah, I think it really fixes the film. I think it's a film that is actually really good. It's always going to have flaws because of what happened behind the scenes.
Sure, but I mean, despite all
but
that,
like consider like movies that were made like with horrible productions, like. It came out, the theatrical version didn't, unfortunately. But, like, this movie isn't as bad as it possibly could have been.
No.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had to pay Sigourney Weaver, like, thousands of dollars to put that wig on. Or they would have had to pay her $45,000 if they made her shave again. So they gave her a bald cap, and it works.
Mm.
It's not like What's-Her-Face's blonde wig and Fan Four Stick.
or the contacts.
But, yeah, I really, really want people to go back and watch this version. Please watch this version. It is very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a chance. If this is the first time you've heard about any of these changes, does this change the movie for you? Does this fix the movie for you? Or are you like more guns? Newton Hicks.
This movie does something completely different than the first two, while still giving you the alien stuff.
Yes.
You know,
I guess
it's a good ending.
Would you have wanted it on a wooden planet?
No. And no monks either.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, that was it from us. Thank you for watching the Alien 3 episode Assembly Cut. And you know what? In Prometheus, they have that technology where they can look at people's dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I actually got that.
Oh,
so perfect. People actually, I think people are going to see my dream before they see this episode, which would be really cool.
No shit.
And you could see Prison Mike.
Oh, good.
And I want to thank you for this beautiful NECA Alien 3 video game version.
Oh, you got it.
I could put it with my actual version. They could be best friends.
I was saving all that Alien 3 stuff for you because I knew this was like your big episode.
It was.
And so it's a celebration.
I will only ever drink out of this cup for as long as I live.
I'm going to take that cup because you stole my freaking Amidala one, monster.
I'm sorry.
Make sure you wash that
taking
first.
Taking this too.
And thank you, Bob Evans. For buying us that statue.
It's so pretty.
I forgot your name in the mailbag. You were also the person who bought the Ghostbusters DVD.
That poor guy.
We love you, Bob Evans.
Yeah, we do.
And that is it from us. I guess I'll see if Crystal came in. I think her flight should be coming in now. I want to ask her what she thought about
it. Hopefully there's no alien eggs or anything on it.
Yeah, hopefully not. But I'm gonna go find her and ask her about Alien 3. Thank you. Check out Movie Dumpster.
Yes,
moviedumpsterpodcast.com. Really podcast. Yeah. Don't look up Johanna's username on any adult sites. Ignore it. Just don't look it up. In fact, go to church instead.
Yeah, sweater meat heat.
That's what I learned from this movie. I found my faith and my religion. And I don't want to be around sinners anymore. And I'm waiting for the day an alien comes and takes you fuckers out.
Oh, I wish.
Celibate for the hell of it. Yeah.
And thank you all of our fans. Thank you so much for supporting and making this insane idea happen. I can't believe you guys actually searched it for that long. Holy
and
shit.
And still doing it.
Came through.
You know.
They're going to be searching even more now
when
it actually
happened,
drops.
Guys? Actually, before I leave, okay. The reason we started the ranking system was because I wanted to do a little movie and I was told no, because it didn't match our criteria.
Okay.
And even though I don't need to match the criteria anymore, here's the movie that started the ranking system. I really wanted to cover Arachnophobia.
Oh my God.
I love that movie.
But there
were
no search results for Arachnophobia.
Don't you have like the actual like movie somewhere?
I think I have the movie somewhere, but I have this comic. So, you know what? For fun, let's do it again. YouTube search Arachnophobia. And we'll be back with Arachnophobia. And I'll finally talk about
should be an easy one.
Actually,
right?
I was gonna do Arachnophobia instead of Alien versus Predator. And then we had the meeting and we came up with the system, and that's when I came up with the Alien 3 thing. And now it's time. I'm ready to do Arachnophobia now. YouTube search it. Don't let me down.
God. All roads lead to Arachnophobia.
Now let's go find Crystal. Goodbye.
Did I miss the Alien 3 review?
It's finally done.
It's here!
Oh, look who decided to show up!
It got Jess!
I think Capcom does a great job when they're adding like collaboration characters.
I've never been able to extend this way.
Oh god, I gotta get the helmet on. Oh god, oh god.
Wait a minute, our guy's a bad guy the whole time.
I just think it's crazy that I'm better at video games now than when I was like 16.
That is how you fix all the problems with all these games.
I feel like toy distribution is so different than it used to be.
They re-sculpted over the chest. They gave him a flak jacket over it.
I laugh when I see Among Us, but I'm not having fun inside. I'm just, it's a reflex.
No, you took my job!
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page. Talking about tapes.